Welcome, everyone, to the Wild Woman Reborn podcast. This week's solo is a message that I believe all women need to hear because it's something that we've all faced, no matter what culture, no matter what age, no matter what season of our life. And that is the belief that women have historically struggled under, which is that we are weak, sick, crazy, or lazy. I personally feel this is something that has impacted my life and influenced my choices, for better or for worse. And it's something that I wanted to unpack in this week's solo because we can be so often and powerfully guided and influenced by limited and false beliefs about who we are and what we are. And those beliefs can really change the course of our life. And on the flip side of that, by not believing in these false conditioned beliefs, no matter how long we have chosen to believe them, that not believing can also change and redirect the trajectory and course of our life. So let's dive into this week's solo episode. If you are a woman who has ever felt under the label of weak, sick, crazy, or lazy, this is the episode for you today. So I hope you enjoy. I felt like I needed to share this episode today because a commitment that I have that is so incredibly important to me is that I want to be a voice for women who feel as if they've taken the hard road over and over and over again. And no matter how tired or downtrodden they feel, they are not giving themselves the grace, the rest, the space to feel that they are validated. If they feel pain, dis-ease, off balance in their body and in their soul, and they need to feel that they have the permission to show up for themselves and be the voice for themselves. Because this is such an area that women continue to bump up against in their own personal lives and in society. And for women as a collective, I just can't think of a better reminder to know that women out there, so many women out there, are united in supporting each other, in realizing that you don't have to take the hard road. You don't have to struggle with any of the conditioned beliefs that have kept you trapped. And this week's episode is one that I think needs to be talked about way more often. And that's this belief that women feel as if they are weak, sick, crazy, or lazy. And I know for me, I did a lot of the work around these limited beliefs for myself through meditation, through taking time to write, taking time to journal, through going to therapy, to doing that work that I needed to do for myself. And I think it's really important to continue to remind and support women who don't feel that they have the voice to advocate for themselves, to really get down to the core of who they are and find that voice and use it. So I hope this week's episode can inspire and light a fire for women who might be in this place, because I just think this is something that so many women struggle with on a daily basis and don't always make the time or prioritize this for themselves. And one of the feelings or the struggles that made me feel so compelled to share this episode is my own personal journey in my late 30s and 40s with struggling with the symptoms of perimenopause. And as I'm embracing who I am as I get closer to menopause, I've realized and learned so much about my body, my physical body, my emotional body, my soul, how I really see myself and how I really see what I'm capable of. And despite all the challenges of these years, it's been close to a decade that I've been struggling with symptoms of perimenopause, but I can say that one of the beautiful silver linings of it is that I have this increased power and belief in what is possible for me in my life, in whatever years remain in my life. And I think it's very easy to fall into a feeling of of decline when you get to this period in your life. And I think women struggle with this in silence because, and I know I did for many years until I really started reaching out, educating myself on what is happening to my body, what's happening to my hormones. And there comes a lot of highs and lows in this phase. You know, you're going through this major change in your body. There's so much complex chemistry involved. There's so much of what we do in our daily lives that can impact how we feel. And we might start to feel like, oh my God, am I crazy? Am I losing it? Are these symptoms real? Is this a sign of something else that's going on? And it can really send us into a tailspin because of how much is involved. And sadly, the Western medical profession has really not supported women in any rightful way in this area, despite, you know, any good intentions. And I know many of us have, you know, doctors, OBs that have supported us through incredible times in our life, such as becoming a mother and all the beautiful highs and lows of that experience. But when it comes to this point in women's lives, as they are entering perimenopause and menopause, where they're just kind of left on an island and they're with so many changes that go on in our bodies at this time, it can definitely leave us feeling weak, sick, crazy, or lazy because of how much we are up against. And I want this episode to just be a shout out to all those women that are in it, in the thick of it, or maybe have, like me, been struggling with it for years, that you are not any of these things and you have a right to understand your body, to understand what is happening in your body, and to really continue to work on being just a really ferocious caregiver of your body, because you know best what is going through you and what is going on with you. And even if we don't get the information we need from the people we have currently in our life, it does not mean that information and education does not exist. So I hope that this episode can lean into that and encourage women to educate and be aware of what options there are and what women out there are doing this work already to support us in this phase of our life. And this episode is really for the women and about the women who give their all day in and day out. They give their all to their families, to their children, to their careers, to their partners. These are the women who know deep down that in the percentages of their time that they give to others, they know that the percentage they are currently taking and giving to themselves absolutely, positively needs to be higher. And they know it. They know that it should be a priority and a commitment, but they often lack the how. Or maybe they lack that accountability partner that can hold them to it, because we know that we need more. We know that we deserve more, but because of our conditioning, because of our habits, because of our past experiences in our lives, that we often are so deeply rooted in serving others, in achieving, in constantly doing. And that keeps us cemented into this repeated pattern of overgiving, possibly people pleasing, burnout. And the fact of the matter is we need to stop in that pattern. We need to do a pattern interrupt. We need to pause. And we need to reflect on our lives and how we choose to spend our lives, because whether we realize it or not, our intuition is so incredibly strong. It's also so incredibly right. And when we choose to listen to it, there's so much powerful energy behind that intuition. But in the way of that beautiful intuition is so much noise. And I want to hopefully cut through the noise in this solo, because I think we need to unpack the noise around those words weak, sick, crazy, and lazy, because they leave women feeling like shit. They leave women feeling limited. They leave women feeling defeated. And they leave women feeling that there might be reason to believe these terms. And I just want to say that is bullshit. This bullshit around women being weak, sick, crazy, or lazy has kept us trapped for decades and probably for centuries in these words, because they can do so much damage on our psyche and they're so insidious. And if we let them control us, if we let these beliefs numb us, we let these beliefs defeat us, we let these beliefs be the major force of our inner critic, we're just going to continue the historic suffering that women have endured for so long under these beliefs. So if we hopefully today can unpack a little bit of what is behind the belief of being weak, sick, crazy, or lazy, I think there's the first disclaimer that I want to say, that you can just right now throw it out the window. You are not weak. You are not physically weak. You are not emotionally weak. You are not mentally weak. And I think we need to say those words out loud to ourselves, because whether we realize it or not, those, that little voice, that maybe it came from how we were raised, or maybe it came from our culture, our society, any teachers we've had, maybe we've been made to feel that we are inferior, that we are physically, emotionally, or mentally weak. And it is now currently the year 2024. And although women have climbed mountains for the last 10, 15, 20 plus years, and we still do have much to conquer in workplace and in culture and society, we have to stop the pattern, the vicious pattern of believing that we are weak. For the women who are told that they can't do something, whether it's a physical task, whether it's in the area of sports, whether it's in careers, our job is to continue to prove to ourselves and to the world that we can. It is our job as women to prove to one another, to fellow women, that we can. And we're coming off the heels of Women's History Month. And in a recent article in Forbes, they referenced the 2023 Women in Workplace report conducted by McKinsey and Lean In. And it showed that women now occupy the highest level of C-suite representation in history. And that's at 28%. And although that is a wonderful accomplishment, we have to recognize that that should only be the beginning, that number is only going to continue to grow. And 28, when I look at that number, it's so powerful considering where we've come from. But I also really firmly believe we need to see that number grow in leaps and bounds in the coming years. But that can only happen when we as a collective, when we as women support each other, when we're not pitted against each other, when we are not jealous or envious of the success we see in women, and we need to rise up to that. And at the core and at the foundation of that is not believing that we are weak, sick, lazy, or crazy. And another challenge I feel that needs to be, you know, around the term weak, that really needs an epic light shining on it, is the fact that women have endured for centuries just epic levels of systemic oppression, of rigid gender roles, gender gaps. And to the women who are mothers, healers, teachers, leaders, there's been a myriad of obstacles and challenges and discrimination that have come and continued to come with those roles. So I think we have to, you know, preface this whole episode by really shining a light on the fact that even with all those challenges and all those oppressions, we continue to grow. You know, it's like we're this, you know, that beautiful poem by Tupac, you know, we're just like this flower going through the concrete, right? Like amongst all those incredible challenges, you can't stop the beauty. You can't stop that growth. And I think one of the big inspirations for this solo today was the video from Princess Kate, her moving video of her cancer diagnosis that, you know, has hit the media waves and has just, you know, really been a powerful and emotionally moving message to the world, but also to women. And I just was compelled to think of my own past. My mother, you know, really adored Princess Diana, and I grew up respecting her so much. And you know, seeing the love and respect my mother had for her, and just, you know, sharing that with me. And back in 1999, I was in college, and I remember visiting Kensington Palace and, you know, standing at the gates, and these, you know, beautiful yellow roses and candles were placed, you know, on the ground in front of the gate. And, you know, probably had since her death in her tragic death in 1997. And at that time, I was the age of 19. And I do remember feeling just an overwhelming, you know, admiration, but also sorrow for her life, and for, you know, as grateful as I was to have been, you know, to have gone to that place where she was being honored. But I was very aware of the challenges she faced as a woman in a marriage of infidelity, as a former teacher who devoted herself to so many noble and charitable causes. And just, you know, she faced such a tragic death that, you know, was linked to this, you know, the hounding paparazzi and just the high speed chase. And it was just such a tragic story that I remember wondering, you know, had she not died at the age of 36, what beautiful work she would have continued to do in this world. And when I was listening and watching Princess Kate in her video, and just, you know, thinking this was also on the heels of just all the media hype and rumors around her video, and how, I mean, her photograph of her and her children, and how it was photoshopped, and just, you know, how many unkind comments and false comments were made around it. I remember watching the video of her speaking of her diagnosis, and she just, you know, as beautiful as she is, she looked so tired and she looked thin. And I could only imagine what she, just like Diana, you know, surely had to endure in their time as princess. And just, it was a reminder of how incredibly strong and powerful we as women are. And it is high time we stand firm and tall in that strength and in that pride, and not lower our value to this conditioned belief that we're weak, that we're not worthy, that we don't have right to be validated. And, you know, just to see women that stand in that and that stand strong in that, even when they are at the most challenging times, when they've suffered, when they do feel weak. And it's just, it's a reminder of what we are capable of. And I want to speak on this conditioned belief because, you know, in the time that women face so much change in their bodies. And I mean, Princess Kate is 42, you know, I know for me, I was in the throes of perimenopause at that time, even though despite the fact that I'd had doctors tell me, oh, there's no way you can be experiencing this and you're too young for this. And I thought, well, is this all in my head? You know, and I know we spend over a third of our life in perimenopause and menopause. And I was truly astounded to learn this statistic from Dr. Marie Claire Haver. And she's the author of The New Menopause and the founder of Pause Life. And if you don't know her and you are a woman from the age of 30 on, you absolutely need to follow her. Because after years of experiencing medical gaslighting and going to dozens of specialists who made me feel as though I were completely delusional, because I was experiencing all of these symptoms from abdominal cramps to brain fog to headaches to joint pain. And I literally spent years running around to doctors, to specialists, getting referrals, undergoing ovarian surgeries, multiple ovarian surgeries, and just suffering from adrenal fatigue and cramps and cysts and all these phantom pains that left me feeling as though I had an autoimmune disorder. And, you know, they're all symptoms of perimenopause that doctors told me were in my head, that I was too young, that I couldn't be experiencing this. And, you know, just go take some Tylenol, go ask my mother what she went through, you know. And I just remember leaving all of these appointments thinking, am I insane? Is this all in my head? And it got to a point where I said, is this all there is? Why do I continue to keep getting the same frustrating, you know, answer from all of these medical professionals? And I left myself feeling that this was the end of the road, that the help and support just wasn't going to be there. And I refused to take that as the answer. And I knew I needed to educate myself. I knew I needed to be in tune with and aware of what my body was experiencing, because I did not want to live my life in my 30s and 40s and beyond believing that I was weak, sick, crazy, or lazy. And even though I felt that, you know, I was in these pains, I was exhausted, I was struggling, you know, with maintaining a healthy, thriving life because I was feeling all of these things, I knew that the symptoms were not in my head. And I literally had a doctor tell me at one point that the reason that I experienced abdominal pains in my stomach was because I was thin. I remember having lost the weight of my second child, Seamus. And I remember the doctor with a kind of, it was a female doctor, and actually a male doctor told me a similar thing that, well, he said, well, you know, you're thin. And, you know, if you're thin, you probably feel these pains more than someone who was overweight. And I just wanted to shake my head and go, are you kidding me? Like, this is what you're telling me? And I knew that I had to take the education on myself, because if I kept hitting that wall with every doctor that I went to, there had to be another answer. This couldn't be the only answer that I was going to get. And this episode is to remind you that you are not crazy. You are not sick. You are a woman, and you have a beautiful and complex body, and you have every right to know and to be educated and to be aware of what is happening within your body and within your soul. And if you are listening to this right now and you are going to doctors or specialists that are telling you similar answers to what I've been told, just know this is not the end of the road. This is not, you don't have to suffer continuously for the rest of your perimenopausal and menopausal years with feeling this way. And I truly believe that we are a generation of women who are going to turn this around for the future generations of women. We're going to turn it around for the future mothers, daughters, and world leaders, women who are pioneering and trailblazing these issues because of having suffered, because of realizing that these conditioned beliefs should not hold us down, and that we can unite each other in a mission to provide a better future for women, to provide the awareness and education that we all deserve. We need to feel the right to be empowered and to empower ourselves to do right by our bodies, and not be limited by the conditioned belief that we are weak, sick, lazy, or crazy. And I believe that the exact opposite of these words is the truth. We are strong as women. We are sound in our body and in our mind. And we are far from lazy. We are far from the belief that we don't do enough. We are far from the belief that we cannot achieve incredible odds. We cannot go into our 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond achieving incredible feats in our lives, in our bodies, and in our careers. There's so much more to come, I believe, fully in the power of women uniting against this limited belief, because it has done damage. It has held women back. It has trapped and contained women in a way that, if it continues to do that, we will not reach the heights that we truly want for ourselves. And just know that it may be noise that continues to try to seep into your being and seep into your life, but it's something that we need to know that we are not alone in, that we are united in, that we can educate ourselves in. So if you are listening and you are in this space, you have resources. I will drop some of my favorite resources into the show notes, because part of the beautiful work of knowing that there's so much more out there for you is in sharing this information, in knowing that it exists, and in finding and connecting with the women such as Dr. Mary Claire, you know, that really spread this message for women. Because if you are in this stage of your life, it can feel very isolating. It can feel very frustrating to get the same answers over and over and be left feeling that you are not strong enough, that you are not of clear and sound mind, that you need to keep spinning your wheels or going in circles with specialists and doctors to just end up in the same answer. You don't have to continue that pattern. And as women, we deserve so much better, and we're capable of so much more than what we have put ourselves into, this little box, this containment that we are in. And let's just set it down. Let's set it down today. Let's set it down going forward, that if you feel you deserve the right to access to this information, it's because you do. And it's because it's not something you have to earn. And if we see women in our lives, if we see women like Princess Kate on the media, we see these women who have struggled. We see women who are in it, who are up against incredible challenges at this stage of their life, in their 30s, in their 40s, and beyond. Know that we can be there for each other. We can be a support for each other. So I hope this episode, you know, did shine a light on all the capabilities that we have as women that we should embrace every day. And definitely check out the show notes of some of my favorite resources to help heal our bodies, heal our minds, take care of ourselves, because we are not in this alone. So if you found this helpful, definitely shoot me a message. Let me know. Let me know what your favorite resource was. If you have any questions about practices that are beneficial. Thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate every week that you all allow me to be in your ears. So definitely send your comments my way, and thank you for listening.